I'm Gaurav Maheshwari from New Delhi, India. I worked on wastewater treatment using algae. This is relevant in my country because of the acute water shortage present and the water which is coming out of homes, it's not being treated and directly discharged into rivers, causing water pollution.
Hi, this is Joyce Chi from Singapore. My project is about to encourage people to make use of their smartphone to view videos instead of large screen monitor, and it's definitely relevant to my country because most of the people actually hold a smartphone and just a lot of big screen monitors around on the street.
Hi, I'm Petang Mabiba from South Africa. The project that won me a spot on this trip this week is my construction company called Sikalo Eco Builders. In South Africa, we have various problems, three of which could be unemployment, housing, and waste. So we aim to build ecologically designed houses, which curbs, I think, all those three that I mentioned.
So the three of you are just some members of a big group of young environmental envoys from emerging and developing countries in Asia, Africa, and Latin America. It's been a pretty packed program with visits to waste management sites, recycling, water treatment, environmentally friendly industrial production. Give me a little bit of an indication of the highlight of the week so far.
Definitely the waste management site yesterday for me. I loved comparing it to back home, how the waste is managed there. Germany is just so technical and everything seems to be working perfectly fine, unlike how it's working right now in South Africa, which is a huge problem we have.
Actually, that is the same for me. I think that is the highlight of the trip, the visit to Avia, the waste management center. And exactly what I did over there was that I compared what the Germans actually practice to what Singapore practice, and I kind of compare and see what are the ways that we can actually adopt in Singapore. And of course, I think there are also other interesting things about this program is that we actually came to meet a lot of other envoys and there's a chance to collaborate, and I think that's very valuable for this trip.
So today is the last day of the program. You'll all be heading back to your various countries today and tomorrow. What do you think will be the main lesson or the main inspiration that you'll take from this week and apply it back to your project at home?
Well, what is appreciable is that all the 50 envoys together on a common platform, all the people share the common goal of helping the environment in their own unique way. So we have got newer ideas, and the problems which we face in our country, we can get ideas from other people to solve them in a different way.
Has meeting young peers from other countries maybe changed your views of the environment or changed perhaps the ideas that you have for your own project?
No, it hasn't changed anything for me. What was exciting, we all came together from various places. Some of us have never been there before. This is my first time in Europe, and yet we all have the same vision. So I take back a lot of knowledge and a whole network of new people thanks to social networks. And others are knowledgeable than others, and I just think it's a whole pool of information that we can still keep in contact with each other and make bigger projects run.
Well, for me, what I feel is that the trip definitely expand my perspectives, and I think that a lot of environmental issues and policies are not just confined to the whether it is the policies is good for the environment or bad. We also have to consider the social factor, the economic factor, and all these are actually discussed in the workshop in the trip itself. We have speakers from the different sector, like the government sector, the private sector, coming in to share with us their perspective, and I think that's very valuable. And of course, I think what is really good about this trip is that there are people from all over the countries, and I think that the contacts are very valuable because I actually have plans to see whether we can actually come together and work on another project that actually spread across the different areas. That's definitely going to bring me to a new higher achievement and things like that in this area.
Generally speaking, there's been a lot of debate this week about how young people can affect environmental change in their countries. How do you see the role of young people and the environment in where you come from?
I think all the young people, they all have their own unique ideas, and coming into contact with the experienced professionals from BIO, including the CEO of Biomaterial Science, I think it has enriched our own knowledge and we can employ the help of BIO which it has provided and develop even newer ideas and better existing ideas.
Joyce, how do you feel about how young people can affect environmental change, say, in Singapore?
Well, what I feel is that something that youth really possess is the kind of energy, and despite having maybe inadequate information, but we dare to venture into areas that we might not be familiar with, and that might be something that is an advantage to youths and not maybe found in the grown-up. But I feel that this program itself actually feed us with more information, and that's why we can be more critical in our thinking, and that's why our efforts will be more effective in the future.